57.
Log Talk Radio.
One of you all for tuning in. She's on radio. You already know who I am, KC, CEO of She's On, bringing you some of the hottest entertainment. Look, tonight we have an awesome show. I'm not even I'm not going to introduce them. I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you. You know, but before we get into that, Teddy, you're on the nervous thing. Talk to the people right now.
Y'all already know who this is. It's Teddy P calling out of the good old 757. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing? All
right. So we're going to see who's going to go in the row. So they're going to have to pick. They're going to say, hey, I'm going to go first. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to do it. They are home. They are kicking their feet off. So I want y'all to introduce yourself to the fans right quick.
All right. Well, I got you. I'm Payne with Radar Entertainment.
I'm Vanessa. And what's up? It's me, Nick Boy. You know what I'm saying? From D-Town with Radar Entertainment. Right now I'm at the airport, too live. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. So I want to know a little bit of each one of you all individually. Who are you all outside of your entertainment?
Well, Lisa Missive, I'm a mom. I'm a villa manager by day, a performer by night. I'm a lover, good friend. I'm a freaking rock star is who I am, but I'm really, really shadow.
All right, well, I'll go next. I'm Payne, and on a regular basis, I am an outgoing, extremely goofy, well-rounded Virgo that loves to see people around me smile.
All right.
And I'm Nick Boy, you know what I'm saying? I do what I do. You know, I'm an artist outside of dancing. I'm a singer. I'm a model, of course. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do every day, which is work hard, play hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Dallas, from the D. You know what I'm saying? So I get a puppet, and it's just how I do. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this dancing thing is what I like and what I enjoy to do, so I do it 100% all day. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do all day. I don't do it part-time. Basically do it all day, every day. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm the two live, two crunk crew. You feel me?
Yeah, that. So, what made you all decide that this was something that you all wanted to do?
McFoy, you can go ahead and go first.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me decide, man. You know what? I just love the whole LGBT, you know, community. So I just want to reach to other people out there and, you know, set other opening avenues for other people as well as, like I said, dancers, artists, models, everybody who hasn't got a chance to get exposed to the world. So I decided, hey, let me go ahead and do this because I already like dancing, so I might as well. And I like the ladies. I might as well go ahead and get it popping. You feel me? So both of those go hand in hand. I just love to entertain. I just love everything about it. I love traveling. I mean, that's what wanting to do this entertainment thing because it's just the whole excitement of it. It's the whole giving people the fantasy and basically it's my dream and I feel like I'm living it. You feel me? So it's all good. So I just feel like I'm blessed to get this opportunity, this exposure, everything, to be able to touch people. And I just feel like I'm really enjoying life at this moment, this time and this day. You feel me?
Yes.
Well, for me, what made me want to do it, it just kind of, honestly, it was something that just kind of fell in my lap. I, you know, back in D.C. when the Edge was open, I had a friend of mine who, it was her birthday, and, you know, I would joke and, you know, dance around the house or whatever the case may be. And she was like, yo, why don't you do my birthday? And from there, it just kind of, oh, where you dancing at, where you dancing at? But, so that, like I said, it just kind of fell in my lap. I took a break and fell back from the dancing when I had my baby. But then I started seeing what other dancers were performing like, and I was like kind of taken aback because I remember the Uzis and the Passions and the, you know, the performers that really performed. And so I was like, I kind of want to bring that back. And then too, I don't like to be like anybody else. Everybody's kind of over the top with the blue lipstick and the, all of that. That's not me. And I'm not going to fit into any mold that anybody else has. I just want, I wanted to bring back where it was possible to work a 9-to-5 during the day and be a performer at night and have the two be differentiated. And, you know, not have those two, your day and your night run together. So that's what made me. I wanted to bring class back to it.
Okay. Well, what about you, Ben?
I started this. I went to my like first real gay club like while I was in college, and I saw like I was when I was in school. I used to dance with like a hip hop team and stuff like that. I've been dancing or doing some type of dance all my life. But then I went to a club, I saw entertainers. I was like, I can do that. I got a nice little body, I can do that. And then at first, it was just one drunken birthday dance for a friend that turned into a hobby that I strongly enjoy cutting music. I make other people's mixes. I make my own mix. I put salt into every second of that mix, from my outfit to a trick and all that. It's a way for me to express a part of me that I can't express on a day-to-day basis, you know, with a 9-to-5 job. So I do enjoy it. It's one of the most creative and fun hobbies I've had.
What? So I think my next question would be, if you could do a collab with any entertainer that's out there, that's going now, like maybe like a team thing. Like who would you want to dance beside? Like who would you want to do a team with?
I want to answer that one first, and I'm on the phone with her right now. Been waiting to be next to you in the set for a very long time, and we gonna get this popping and say, "Will you hear me?"
Yes, I hear that.
So anybody that is in the South. You can come see Submissive and I perform together at Fayetteville Pride, which I think is the 22nd, 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Yeah, so that's my dream partner right there.
Oh, thank you, Payne.
You're welcome.
That's tough for me. I have two performers that I would choose, and one is a dom and one is a friend. And you know I love you. And I love you. But I would have to say I really, really, really would want to perform with Onyx. I love her. I love Onyx Dane, her style. She's just so adorable. And then if I could perform with any Stem, it would be Desire.
Yes,
I love that woman. I salute. We're not similar,
yeah.
But I think we would do well together. I think that'll be something hot for people to look at, the hotness face, you know.
Okay. That's you. I would do one with. If I were to do, you know, kind of duo, I would definitely do with STEM. In the STEM, I would definitely do duo with, would be with Les, because, you know, her shows are off the chain, and you never know what she going to do. You know what I'm saying? So I think she gives a pretty good show, so I would definitely say with, for sure.
All right. So, Ted, do you have any questions?
My question to all of y'all, where do y'all see yourself in 5 years, either with entertaining or, you know, in your personal life? Where y'all see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself just doing big things. I'm the type of person, I don't necessarily like to be on the forefront because I don't like all the attention that comes with all of that. I don't want to be the star stylist. I would rather be the woman that owns the salon. I don't necessarily want to be a star performer in 5 years. I would rather be, you know, working to help another performer, be it designing her outfits or doing her hair, doing her makeup, being a photographer. Like, I have a million hustles, so I have to see myself capitalizing on all those things and pursuing two degrees. So I see myself with both of those. And bowing out gracefully. I think a big part of the entertainment industry, or a big problem, rather, is people not knowing when it's time for them to bow out and just let it be. You know, having 50 million retirements, and all of this stuff, every time you turn around, she's retiring, but she's coming back. When I bow out, I want to bow out, and that's it. And I want to bow out when I'm at my height, where people know my name, and they're going to remember me. If I do come back, it's merely because people want to see me. So that's where I see myself sometimes.
I like that answer. I like that.
Yeah, I did too.
Myself, in 5 years, I will no longer be a stud entertainer. By then I can say that I would enjoy the ride, but by then I probably will not be entertaining. In 5 years, I want a family, whether I have a partner standing next to me or that's a journey. I'm ready to start on my own, but I am ready to start a new chapter in my life with a mini-me. And that's regardless if there's a woman standing next to me or not. And by then I'll be more involved because my passion is actually in sports therapy and being a physical therapist. So by then I'll be much more involved in that also, and just helping the people around me deal with their injuries and obesity and try to help build a better community, especially for gays, because we don't take care of ourselves as much as we should. So that's where I see myself for 5 years.
Yeah, man, yeah, I'm telling phone, you know, I see Miss Boy, you know, I see myself in 5 years, and I see myself 5 years, like, really, I can't really say, but if, you know, the Lord bless me, I would like to, you know, at least be able to give out, you know what I'm saying, like, if I do get big, or let's say it blesses me to do all my dreams, I plan on doing a reality show. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, get signed on to be on TV. That's my dream, and be able to come out with CDs and all types, and then open up maybe a couple of clubs and just open up a whole youth center for kids that's not as privileged as other kids, and be able to, you know, build a whole thing on that, basically like a youth center, so they can have, you know, some opportunity to be them, express who they are, you know what I'm saying? And I can see myself, possibly, you know, I would say 5 years, hopefully, in a beautiful home, you know, peace of mind, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just chilling and just sort of my own business and just maybe just, you know, work off that. But that's pretty much where I see myself in 5 years.
That's what's up. I commend all three of y'all, and I see nothing but good things for all three of y'all. And my next question is, do y'all get nervous when y'all go out and perform?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. You know what?
Yes.
You know what, Mel? You know, when I first started, there was a nervous point because you see all these people just get at you. And you're like, dang, I want them to think, you know what I'm saying? So, this point, you know, I'm nervous at all. It was ready. It was like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to go out and I'm going to turn into this character. I'm going to turn into this beast. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be leading this one. You feel me? So, it's like, even, you know, after you do so many shows so long, you get used to it. Like, the nervousness goes, and you just get the character. As soon as you hit the stage, you're in the character, you know what I'm saying? So, the nervousness, that's, to me, that's the first stage, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, nervousness.
Okay.
So, I get nervous even after doing this and being, going to all the places I go to, especially if I get nervous if it's the first time at the club. Like, when I went to California, I was nervous as heck because it's like, oh, I don't even know what these people are about to look like. I don't know how they're going to look at me. I don't know if they're going to like my music. But at the end of the day, I have the confidence in myself that after that 9 minutes, I'm going to do my best to entertain you in all type of ways that you want to go tell a friend. But it is nerve-wracking because you don't know how people will be receptive of you when you go to different places.
For me, there was a point where I didn't get nervous at all, but now I do. But it's funny because I amaze myself sometimes. I think, you know, like I said, I've had a baby, but I sometimes go out there and I'll be like, what if I can't da 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 like I used to? Once my adrenaline is up and I'm out there, I don't know. I just come alive and it you know, it feels good to know, you know, people want to see you. And I surprise myself. I'd be like, oh, snap. Okay. Mama still got it. Mama still got it. But it is nerve-wracking, like Payne said, when you're going to somewhere new and they've never seen you before, they're not familiar with you, you're not the norm, you're not what they're used to. You know, D.C. swag is real different from everywhere else that you go, just like Virginia swag is different from North Carolina swag. It is different. It doesn't look the same. You know somebody, you know an out-of-towner when you see them. So,
right.
So it can be kind of nerve-wracking, but I think people enjoy that. You know, that element of, oh, okay, you know, that's different. I ain't never seen that before. I've never heard that. I'm famous for throwing a rock song in my mix in a minute. So,
okay.
You know, I think they like that.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, our flight
is ready for departure.
All right.
Oh, man, y'all got to go. My flight is about to take off, so it's been real, you know what I'm saying? But I'll hit y'all up later. It was really good to have this interview with, you know, the radio tonight. And I'll hit y'all back later.
Be
all
safe,
right.
Nick. Boy.
Be safe, man.
All right, y'all too. One.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. We have a whole lot of fans on the phone that I think want to see you ladies tonight. So,
yeah, buddy.
What we going to do, I want y'all ladies to press 1 right now. If you would like to speak to Pan Samantha, don't be scared. They're not going to bite you. They're not going to stab you or nothing. Just press number 1.
They shy. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, they shy over here, man.
You got to break them out. They shyness.
I know, right? So,
oh, man.
Right.
Right.
We're going to go to area code 334-216,
talk submissive
and pain. Hello, 334-216. Hello. Hello. They scared. Y'all worried about us being scared. They real scared.
Oh.
Hello.
I think she's shy, too.
Oh,
I don't see it.
I'm shy, too, sweetheart. All right, we're going to go down the area. Y'all speaking about Virginia. Here go Virginia right here. Area show 804-539. Talk to Payne and Samantha. Hello, 804-539.
Oh, goodness. Are we scaring them off?
I don't know. I think they tried to. Come on back, y'all.
We ain't mean it. I ain't mean it.
Oh,
hello.
All right. They're scared, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm so sorry. Y'all ladies, if you are listening online, please call 646-716-6977. Come on, speak to Pain, speak to Submissive. They are very
And you know what? Every time I do something with you, it's always some trouble. It's always some trouble.
Uh-oh.
Every time that you're sitting there, it's always some trouble.
Uh-oh.
Somebody got to go get
that.
The belt.
Uh-oh. We get the whip. You're trying to do that. Don't play with me.
Uh-oh.
Always
man.
Some problem.
Oh, no.
Ladies, yeah. No fighting on the phone. Do you hear me?
She started it. She started it.
We're going to put y'all in timeout now.
Yes, I got the belt.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay,
we do got a caller. We do got a caller, ladies. Hopefully this caller will not be shy. Please don't be shy. We're going to get the other one, too. All right, call 860-990. Talk to Submissive and Pain.
Well, good evening, ladies. How are you?
Fine,
good evening, Submissive. Good evening, Pain. I just wanted to speak because everybody else is out there just sitting up against the wall, all shy and whatnot. I'm not shy at all, not when it comes to speaking to people. I love meeting new people. How are you, Teddy? How are you, KC? You know I always have to speak to you as a host. Yes, sir. I did a little bit of homework on the three of you. Now there's two on the line, so I have to tell you, Submissive, I heard about you last night.
Yeah.
Ooh, I heard about you last night. Tonight I was formally introduced. You keep doing what you're doing. I love your five-year goal. I think it's awesome. Pain, I love your five-year goal of seeking out your physical therapy career. I think that's awesome. Keep doing what you do. Yes, I do listen and pay attention. As far as your dancing, I haven't seen, man, I've been locked down for 12 years, okay? So I haven't seen anybody dance. Now, I saw your pictures online, and I Googled you and looked on. You have one of you has a YouTube. I can't remember which one it is now. But one of you has a YouTube video. I think it's Pain?
Yeah, it might be me.
Yeah.
I got some
okay. But Submissive, I wasn't formally introduced. I haven't been formally introduced to either one of you, but I just want to tell you that I heard about you last night.
Oh, my.
I got to say that again. I heard about you last night.
Yes.
And I had to check out who Submissive was, and when I went on Facebook and when I went on C-Zone, I said, well, hello, Submissive. Now I see why the young ladies were talking about you last night.
Oh.
And you are a very attractive dancer, also entertainer. See, because y'all are dancers, y'all entertain the people, which I love. I love the new phrase that you use. Because dancer seems to be just so, I think dancer is a belittling term for what you all do. You all don't just dance, you entertain the crowd, you woo the crowd, you get the crowd going. So I just want to commend both of you and say keep doing what you're doing and follow your dreams. Achieve your goals, never stop, always reach for the stars, the sky is the limit. I believe that wholeheartedly, and anything you want can be yours if possible. Any dream is obtainable. Have a great night. I'm really tired, not feeling good, so I'm going to say goodnight early. I might just sit in the background and listen, but it was a pleasure listening to you both. I have to tell you that, a real pleasure. I love, like, finding out things about new people and just, like, feeling their vibe. You both have a really sweet, humble vibe about you, very humble. And as far as a person getting nervous, because I used to perform, and one of the things that someone told me a long time ago was, is that a performer that gets nervous continues to remain humble. And that's what I was always told. If you're getting nervous when you're getting ready to perform in any venue, it means that you have still held on to your humbleness and your humility. Never let go of that, because always look to the sky. God is always on your side. Always be blessed. I gotta go.
Oh, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You are very welcome. And I mean every word that I say. I encourage you, and I will continue to pray for all of us in the LGBT community, always.
Thank you.
Feel better.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hope you feel better, Susan.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Have a great night, though.
You too.
All right now.
All right. Yeah, she is. She's, you know what, and I'm telling you, once she get in tune with you, and she's going to come support you. Like, she's a supporter. And, you know, I'm telling you, y'all might look up, and she's like, hey, I heard y'all, she's on radio. She be at all your shows now. I'm trying to tell you,
I would love that. I would love that. If I'm ever in Susan, if I'm ever in your city, or you're in my city, and you come see me, please speak, because I would really love to meet you in person. So.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get her back on so she can speak to you.
I will give you the biggest hug. The biggest. I love to give hugs. I am a hugger. I am a very affectionate, kind of warm kind of person. Some people say I'm a little too soft, but you know what? I'd rather be soft than be rock hard, because that way I'm impenetrable if I am hard. I like to be penetrable. Get to know me, hug me, smile at me. I'll smile back at you. I have a radiant, contagious smile. I love to meet people. I've always been that way. I got to tell you this. I'm never coming to D.C. I will never be in D.C. If you're ever in Hartford, Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut, New York City, and I can get out and see you, I will, but I will never, ever be in D.C.
Oh, my.
Ever. Had the worst experience with a woman there ever. She tried to ruin my life.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Let me apologize on her behalf. And let me just apologize for her. I'm really sorry about that.
It is really okay. I lived in Manassas, Virginia for a while, loved it. It was the place to be, but I tell you what, I got hooked up with this D.C. woman, and my whole life changed. I got out of there like, man, I was on the next thing smoking. I said, let me get the hell out of here before I kill this chick. I had to leave. That is the truth. I left. I packed up my stuff and moved back to Connecticut. I got to get as far away from D.C. as possible. I mean, because I was in the car, like, looking, driving around the northeast section of D.C. Like, if I see her, I'm going to run her over. I'm going to swamp a mud hole in her.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. It was that bad. And I had been in a 12-year relationship. You're talking, I had been single for a year and started dating this woman, and she tried to literally ruin my life. So you know what I did after her? I stopped dating. I have not dated for a year and a half.
Damn. It might be a D.C. woman that'll make you stop, you know, just make you stop dating all the other women.
There's something wrong with
them. the nation's capital, and I was really pleased. I was going to every other day. You know what I'm saying? Man, please, I don't want to see White House, IRS building. I don't want to see Nathan. Nothing. If I see it on TV, great. I even pass by C-SPAN when I see it on the television.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want even more
so
C-SPAN. It's okay. It's not your fault. But if you are ever up this way, or if I ever come down just remotely close to that way, and you are on a venue, I will make sure that I go see you and give you a great big hug. And Payne, I'll even hug you. I'm not afraid to hug another Dom.
All right.
Okay.
That's cool. I ain't afraid either. I'll hug.
Right. Hugs are hugs. I'm a no label, so hugs are hugs. Show some love. Spread love.
Oh, I love it.
Spread love. I'm telling you, I am a lovable person. I am so lovable, and I cannot wait to get to She Pride.
Okay.
Man, I got a dinner date at She Pride. Can you believe that?
I don't know if Payne and Samantha know, but I just booked y'all for December to come down.
Oh, really?
The only people that's gonna know about this is people that's listening right now. She's on us about to do a Winter Wonderland party, and we just booked y'all to today.
I'm coming with my Eskimo gear on. I'm coming. Be there. I promise you, I'll be there. That'll be my winter vacation. I'm coming down. What? Please. I look forward to it too. I can't wait till August 3rd, man. I'm getting on the next thing, smoking August 3rd in the afternoon. I will be there that evening, and I am about to act up.
Right,
in a good way. In a good way, though. I don't drink, so.
Just have fun.
I'm going to have a ball. I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to have bells on. I'm going to be jingling all over the place.
You better watch out now. You better watch out.
No, I am. I'm excited. I haven't been out and doing much of anything in a long time. And, like, this is my opportunity to come back out of my shell because I'm a Cancer and I retreat to my shell now. So I'm coming out of my shell. I've already been coaxed to come back out of my shell little by little. I have a little friend that I've been talking to.
That she's been talking to.
Right. Casey and Teddy know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. She got that point. Friends will change your mind about some things, won't they? Especially if they find.
Oh, yeah.
You in some places, honey.
Yes,
like,
honey.
Oh, come on. Why don't you just go?
We are going to have. You know what? Submissive, you are a sweetheart. Payne, I hear you. You're just like, you're laid back in the cut. You're like, children, laid back in the cut. Payne is laid back in the cut.
Yeah, I'm in the cut.
That's a good way to put it. That's right. Lay back in the cut. See, that's how we did it. Lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. See, that's what cold medicine does now, see? Yeah, you got me acting up over here. I'm getting off the... Take me, Casey, Teddy. It's time for me to retire. You know I'm old. You know I got to leave that.
You're not old. I know you're not saying it. She is seasoned. You are seasoned, honey.
You know what?
Yes.
I like that. And you know what my mom used to say? I get better with age like wine and cheese.
Like,
and I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I get better with age, like wine and cheese. The more aged I am, the better I get. Oh, yeah, hello.
Especially in bed, baby. I think the older woman have good stuff, and they know exactly what they want, and they know exactly where they're going, baby. So, love.
And you know I have wisdom.
I've
been told that several times that I am a very wise human being, and I feel blessed to be wise and have wisdom. I have been around the block just a few times. Okay, but Submissive, let me tell you something. I'll tell you all a little secret. Now, this is for everybody who's listening last night. I used to do live on stage entertainment back in the 80s.
What's that?
Live entertainment.
Oh.
We used to do live sex shows.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
I had a good old time. I had a great time. Yes.
I was just thinking to myself, I've never even seen anything like that before. So I'm like over here like, wow. What does that? Do they still have venues that allow people to do things like that? Because I would want to see, like, hey, whatever.
You're trying to do it. You're trying to do it. You're trying to do it. You're nasty.
It was.
I don't want to do it. I would just want to see, you know.
And see, I didn't do it with random people. I did it with my partner at the time.
With your partner at the time.
Yes. I've never had a one-night stand. I just turned 47 July 1st and have never slept with someone and not been with them for years. So I don't know what it's like to sleep with someone and walk away. Because, number one, I'm too damn greedy.
Preach.
I'm too damn greedy. And number two, there ain't enough for the needy. I gotta have it. If I get it, I want it, and I want it all for myself. I don't do menages, nothing like that. No, no, no. I do not like to share my candy.
Mm-hmm. Share the candy.
No sharing candy. I'll let you play in the sandbox with me. Bring your own toys.
No, that's right. I like Susan. Susan is cool. Susan is cool with me. You are okay with me.
Come to my sandbox. Just bring your own toys. Because my toys are my toys.
I like that. I like that one.
Yes, sir. You can bring a pail. You can bring a shovel. You can even bring your own rubber ducky. Just leave mine alone.
That's
this is what Pet Shop and NyQuil does for a person. Thank you for making me act a fool on your radio show.
Look, this is the type of stuff we like, okay?
I know you do.
We like but it's not, baby.
But it's not Freaky Friday yet.
Man, every day is Freaky Friday.
Listen,
you hear me?
All I can tell. Oh, listen here, youngsters, I can tell you some things now.
Let me go get my pen and pad.
I'm about to go get my notebook and pencil. My first experience with a woman, I was 13, okay? Now, I'm talking about, like, first experience with a woman. She was 37, and she was my, wait a minute, she was my best friend's mom. She was my best friend's mom. And you know what? I dated that woman for a year and a half without anybody knowing.
Wow.
Not even my best friend. I told my best friend later on. And she wasn't mad at me either. She was not mad at me. And I don't call it sexual abuse either because I was a willing participant.
I'm sure you were.
And guess what? I taught her some things at 13.
I'm not ready. I did not come prepared for this.
Watch out there,
y'all.
Don't be scared. Look, we can be scared together.
I lost my virginity to a woman at the age of 7, though, to a girl.
Whoa, oh my God!
Oh, so I don't ever think I came out. I think when I came out the womb, I had come out.
I know that
going out.
Because I used to rub on my mother's friends' legs and their arms and their back. Ooh, your skin is so soft. I like the way you feel. They used to call me precocious in preschool. Now, if you look up the word in the dictionary for precocious, the meaning, it means highly sexually intuitive and what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out, people. Inquisitive. I was inquisitive, sexually inquisitive as a preschooler. I was precocious.
They had to watch out for you in preschool now.
So what?
Huh?
They had
to watch you now. No.
If there's one thing I am is faithful. I was with my wife for 12 years, my ex-wife, and never cheated on her a day. Never. I am one of the biggest flirts that anyone will ever meet. However, I am faithful and loyal to my partner. I will never lay down with another as long as I am with this one woman.
Amen.
Not many people practice that these days.
Huh?
Not many people practice that these days, especially in our age group.
Right.
And God bless your age group. That's all I have to say. God bless. See, the thing about it is I like younger women, but I look for a younger woman that has her head screwed on right, that has some of the same goals and the same aspirations that I have, and some of the same morals. Because that's what's happened in the LGBT community. We've lost a lot of our morals and values. Like, what do we really value as a community today?
I totally agree.
Yes. You know, and I don't care if you're 20 years younger than me. If your head is right, I'm going to date you.
Okay.
You know, and I have questions about that, but that's going to be another show, hopefully, like another video or something, like dating someone younger or dating someone older, significantly older. Because
I got out of range. I said, I'll do it for you, Susan. I'll do it right after the show. I'll get the video cracked.
I know. And I threw out some questions, too. They're in your inbox. You probably put them in some questions. I did. See, I made a live for you. You know, I got things down for you. It's in your inbox.
All right.
Like 5 minutes after you told me, I sat down and wrote it down and boom, put it in the inbox.
All
right. I'm not a procrastinator. Prior planning presents piss poor performance. The six most important P's in life. I'll repeat that and then you've got to let me go. Prior planning presents piss poor performance. If you plan ahead of time, you won't fuck up.
I know that's right. You better work.
Submissive.
Guys.
Lady, I will see you at Winter Wonderland, maybe even sooner. Pain. I will see you too, and when I see you, I'm going to give you a great big bear hug.
Oh,
right,
thank you.
And it'll just be because I want to connect with your soul. Hugging a person connects with another person's soul. When you hug that person, truly hug them and show them love. It's a connection with the soul. That's what the Native Americans believe that a hug means, a connection to the soul. Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome, and you all have a great night. I am fired up on this shit right here. I can't take no more NyQuil.
No more.
Come take this away from me.
Go lay down, big girl. Go on now.
Good night.
Man, that NyQuil off the chain, though. I can't even sit here and get the lab because that NyQuil, man, that stuff is off the chain. I want some NyQuil now. Not me. Keep it away from the cross. Keep it close to the cross. I don't want that.
Yes, honey, that good old NyQuil will have you feeling away.
Oh, wow. We ain't talking about that nighttime. You know, that Walgreens brand. We talking about The real, real grill.
Yeah,
yeah,
real grill.
Big Q.
It tastes like licorice. The
yeah.
real.
Yes, that Walgreens kind of tastes like candy a little bit, but that real stuff, man, had a taste in your mouth for 6 weeks, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, that's the
you
thing they got to have behind the counter. They got to have it behind the counter. You got to ask for it. Can I get that good
yeah.
NyQuil? I want that cheap shit. I want that good
you,
stuff.
You know they got, y'all know they got NyQuil extra strength now? Y'all seen that?
Right?
No, NyQuil. Yeah, Walgreens got it. NyQuil extra strength or something. It's in a red bottle.
Yeah,
it sounds like a coma.
Right, no, NyQuil does it for me. I don't need no extra strength, no quick release, no. Let it release slow, like it's been doing. I don't need
exactly.
all that.
Exactly. I'm getting NyQuil, man.
You don't need to be in a coma right then and there.
Right, I'm cool.
I moved over to Theraflu, because NyQuil is even having you in a zone, man.
Right. You be sitting there like, what is going on? Like, I'm asleep, but my eyes are open. Like, really?
In your mind, the song Refill keep playing. Can I get a refill?
I want some more.
For real.
Yeah, you stupid.
That's some good ass stuff, though. Shout out to Susan and the NyQuil. You made my night for tonight. I'm trying.
Yes.
Don't take none anymore, Susan. You hear me?
No more. Or we're going to get the belt.
Or you're going to have to share or something, you know. But nah, I mean, don't do drugs. Y'all hear that? We're going to go to area code 347-235. Talk to Payne and to Mrs.
Oh. Hi, KC.
Hey.
How you doing? This is Brownie.
Hey, what's up,
Brownie?
Hi, submissive.
How you doing?
Yeah, no. You know what? I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all going to give someone like me a heart attack. Uh-oh. y'all can't be doing all of that and expect for someone not to go crazy and all that. Mm-hmm. Y'all got my heart pounding and all. It's a good thing, but you're going to kill me.
Nah, we
ain't nothing wrong.
Gonna do that.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little death.
I want to say I love your work. I'm a supporter. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing because y'all doing it best and no one could do it the way y'all can. People might hate. You hold your head up and let them hate and y'all keep on pushing it because y'all doing y'all thing and I love it.
Thank you. Thank you,
honey.
We appreciate that.
Most of us, Casey, I'm going to get you because that wasn't right. That did to me. You see, I said, walk creeping out. Side eye. Yeah. I got you. But I heard about the Winter White thing. No, not the Winter Wonderland thing. Mm-hmm. I'm in the building.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be the end of December. That's December. That last Friday. That last Friday going into New Year's. We're going to be doing it.
Oh, well, I'll be there in my little tutu and my ballerina shoes, okay?
No, all right.
Don't worry about it.
You better dip, girl. You better dip. You know what I mean?
Don't.
I'm coming to show my behind at Sheep Pride.
All right.
When I say I'm showing... I'm getting right. My sister killing me with the workout. I'm getting right because I'm trying to do what y'all do. I have to drop it down warm because, you know, I'm a little older. So I'll be dropping it like it's warm. I'm going to get to it, though.
You know, she's on, we got a support group for, you know, people that's trying to get healthy. We do that on Facebook. So if you, at the end of the show, I'll give you my information. And
Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter, my DM. And I definitely will because, you know, I'm trying to lose 30 pounds. I lost two so far within the first 2 days. I'm trying to get it in because I'm trying to get, you know, I'm trying to get right.
Get it right, get it tight.
I'm going to tell you some real stuff. I was 275 at the beginning of this year. That's real talk. And now I'm down to 232 now.
All
right.
There you go.
That's
so,
what I'm talking about.
If I can do it. If I can do it, sweetheart, you can do it. If anybody can do it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I'm need motivation. I'm only 233. Well, I was 233, and nobody didn't believe my weight because I hold it well. But you know when you're too heavy because you can feel it within yourself no matter what nobody say.
Right.
So I'm coming down. I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm coming down for me.
Yeah, do it for you.
To do what I got to. Get out of here, little girl. Stop. Your skin, that's what it is. The back of your nappy head. Leave me alone. I'm sorry. You have to excuse me. I spoke to my daughter like that, so don't mind me. She's being nosy. And she says hello to everyone like she know y'all.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Everyone said hello. Nobody didn't say blush. They said hi. Now leave me alone. Go play with Trish Street. Like I was saying, I'm so sorry before I was rudely interrupted by this child. I fight kids, so if you hear somebody scream, you know why.
I ain't heard nothing.
I got to do what I got to do for me, but I know other people might be calling, and like I say, y'all do y'all thing. I'm a supporter, and while y'all doing your thing, I'll be watching, doing my thing, so I could do that and knowing I can't. But, you know, I push myself to it, so, but, yeah, I could do that too. But I love it. Keep doing y'all. Much love to y'all. I don't know if Mixed Boy is on there. Look.
Now she had to catch a flight.
No word. Huh?
She had to catch a flight, but she's here in spirit.
Well, I hit her up on Facebook. I got her on both pages. I don't know, yeah, YouTube, Twitter pages. I'm going to look for y'all. Trust and believe, because I'll be searching.
Okay.
I'll be searching.
Don't be a stranger.
So, but y'all have a good night. Casey, hit me up on Twitter. Right. Let me know the information.
Okay.
And I'll be right there. I might even make a video showing you I'm working out. I don't know how long. It might be 1 minute because I might pass out, but still, I got you.
Well, that's 1 minute of improvement, you feel me? So, look, one minute is better than no minutes, you feel me? So, I mean, take
that
it slow.
True.
1 minute, then 2 minutes, then 3 minutes, and you'll do it. Just drink a lot of water, too. It's hot outside, so keep yourself hydrated, okay?
Oh, that's all I do. I got my yogurt and my water, and I'm good. All right,
then you sure? Mm-hmm. You need that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm doing it for right now.
Oh, you're going to do it forever because I'm on your back now. So, don't worry about it.
Lord. All right, you see? All right. See, I think that's a South thing. I don't know. But you know us New Yorkers, we love to cook and eat. So.
We do too, shoot.
Sure. Oh, I'm coming to somebody's house. Somebody, y'all saying y'all love to cook and eat. I'm always cooking. I'm coming to somebody's house, goddamn it.
That is what I'm thinking. Where's the invite? Don't let the small frame fool you, honey.
Yeah,
the little girls can get in.
Well, we all go out and have a buffet or something. What's up? Y'all down?
I'm good. I'm down.
All right. Cause
I don't mind. Let me tell you something. I mix, so I cook. My
father
is Chinese and Italian, and my mother is Indian and American. So you're not saying nothing. I get it in. Curry, jerk, and all. Roti, everything.
I'm
so
coming to your house. Where are you? What city are you in? I'm coming to
stay
here.
Did she say roti? What she say?
Roti.
Oh, I thought she said roaches. I was like, hold on, sweetheart.
No,
roti.
That's love.
I'm talking about roti.
I'm coming to you.
Man.
And I say everything, I get to them.
I'm coming
from
to
the
see
best.
You.
So you're more than welcome to come. Let me know. I have everything ready by the time you get here.
Hey.
I'm a rude person on the other end. No, you cannot eat nothing now. You're on a diet. Just like you better eat a damn yogurt and leave me alone.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Oh, don't get the baby. No, don't do that.
No, that wasn't the baby. That was my sister. She heard me talk about food and talk about, can she get some now?
Oh,
Uh-uh. Me and her both on this little exercise thing.
Same what?
And she's smaller than me, and I don't know why she's doing it.
I mean, you got to exercise whether you're small or big, you know?
Right, it's a health thing. It don't really matter about size.
No, she's just working out just to tone up. I'm working out to lose and tone up.
You got this in the bag. You got it in the bag. You can do it.
Y'all want a child? Y'all want a 12-year-old child? Because I will kindly pass her off a birth certificate and a Social Security card.
No,
I will send you $300 a month for her.
Hold on, just said it. No. No. I got a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old. No, I'm good. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was about to say I would, but I got a boy that'll be 14 in August, and I got a 3-year-old. I'm cool with the babies.
I'm good. I'm done.
Nope. Well, the 12-year-old
cool
is quiet. Straight-A student. She just don't like going outside.
Give it to me.
Oh, and she don't like to clean, but she'll do everything else. She'll give you good grades, but she not cleaning.
Oh, no.
You keep her in. I was about to take her, so you said you should have just been quiet. You should have been quiet and said nothing.
She's quiet. She loves to read. She won't get in your way. But she don't like to clean. She will mess up your kitchen and cooking, but she's not trying to clean it.
Uh-oh. Nope. You lost me. Don't clean. Mm-mm. Nope.
But she'll give you the good grades. Now, if you want to, I can give you my 14-year-old. That's the badass. She'll clean your whole house, but she's not giving you no good grades.
Oh,
you have to lay her out to get a good grade.
Uh-oh. See, those ones, I like a challenge. I like a challenge. See, I give them a deal on her, you hear me?
Uh-oh.
I go to the jail, bitch. Label Simmons on a girl. She goes, she going to clean today, you hear me? I'm going to bring her back and Amber deal. So
When she cleans, you have to take her phone. Take her phone, and she would clean your house just to get to that phone so she could talk to our little homegirl all day.
Yeah,
if she's not reading a book. So that's what I do. I take the phone, she gets the cleaning, then you can have your phone back. And then I don't care what else. Once you clean, I don't care what you do, because you're not going to go outside, I already know. So, hey, you're quiet. I got peace of quiet. I can work out, and I could do what I want to do. I'm good.
It's all good.
I'm good. I got two teams, so Lord have mercy. Not one, but two. Y'all just pray for me, please.
We gonna pray.
Lord.
We gonna pray for you.
Thank y'all so much. KC, don't forget, I know you might have more callers. Mrs. PA, much love to y'all.
Thank you.
And like I said, do what y'all doing. I love it. Just don't kill me.
Ain't gonna kill you.
We won't.
All right, baby. Y'all have
all right,
a
thank you so
night.
Much. Have a good night.
Have a good
you
night.
Too. Give me all my right. Life, woman.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's about to go down, y'all.
Yes, basement. For real. We're going to go to Eddie Code 919989. Talk to Submissive and Pain.
Hello there.
Hello.
How you doing? Hey, Teddy. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Mm-hmm. They already know what it is. That's what that is.
Yeah.
They already fucking know what it is, so. Submissive Pain, my question is, how does it feel to be fucking winners? when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say, hey, I'm submissive, god damn it, yes. Does it like, how does that feel? Because, I mean, I do it. I can tell you how it feels. But I want to hear from your perspective as a fucking winner how it is on your end of Wyndham.
Go ahead, Pain.
Oh, Pain. Oh, but your Hershey ass. Yes, go. Oh, Hershey chocolatey fucking.
Ow. now.
Right. Fucking
thank
winner,
you.
Chocolatey winner. Yes, come on.
Go ahead and wake up. The guy with trouble.
I don't even wake up thinking like that, for real, for real. Like, I still get, like, shell shocked when someone notices me in public, you know? And they go, like, hey, man, I'm like, oh, wow, you know me? You recognize me? Like, I feel like an ordinary, everyday person, you know? But it feels good to, you know, it feels good that people recognize me for being humble or being a good entertainer, but I don't even look at myself in the mirror like that in the morning.
Okay. Well, I think that even though you feel that you're an everyday, ordinary person, you're still a fucking winner. It doesn't change the fact. Like, I was like, I'm glad that you all humble and shit, but it doesn't change the fact that you're fucking pain. So, and,
well,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's nice that you feel that way, but you're fucking pain. You feel me? You're
I
a fucking
you.
Winner with a capital W.
Thank you.
Capital
I'm over that.
Fucking definitely. Rated R Entertainment, I'm trying to tell you. Yes, the fucking winners. Yes, yes, City Truth, all of them, yes. Yes to that. Some motherfuckers are some Hershey winners.
Oh, thank you.
Submissive.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard, has anybody ever told you that you have the best walk in the business? Like,
oh,
I love the way you walk.
God.
Like, everybody says that. Like, you just float around on, like, Jesus' breath. I don't know what it is. I love your walk. Like, yes, it's a fucking winter walk. I know that.
Oh, thank you.
It is. How does it feel?
How does it feel? You know what? Honestly, like Payne said, you know, I don't really wake up in the morning thinking like that, but I do have my moments where maybe after a performance and I know I killed it. Like, I know I killed it. It's, you know, not even just the crowd. Like, I know. And I'm like, yeah, I did that. I won't lie. You know, I do have my moments where I know, okay, yeah, I'm about to kill it. I'm about to go out there and I'm about to do me. And then when the mission is accomplished, it's just, I don't know. It's like a confidence that comes over you, like, all right, okay.
It's called the cloak of winterdom. That's what that is.
Yes,
that's what that is. You are covered in winter juice. That's how
that
feeling is. It's the winter juice pumping through your winter veins, okay? It's a fucking winter. I can't believe I'm on the fucking phone with you. Well, you don't even know.
Oh, thank you.
You don't even know. Now,
thank
Casey,
you.
I saw what you did to Susan. That's all with you, Susan. So you got to cut it off right now. I done told them that they some Hershey winners. Some milk chocolatey. Yes. Oh, her smile, pain smile. I know that shit stop traffic. I know it do. You ain't got to wait for the light at all. You just smile, car, stop. You go about your business. I know it. I know
thank
it.
Thank you.
Fucking winner. God.
Oh.
Yes, that's a fucking winner, oh my God.
Thank you.
Winner.
We appreciate
it.
Just
made me blush.
I know, right? I'm cheating
yeah,
my shit over here.
Because
yeah,
you guys fucking
nice.
Rock. You have to realize that you guys are fucking doing the damn thistle right now. And float on that shit, because I love that you do your due. Because I get to watch and clap and, oh, look at it, it's pretty and shiny and I like it. And it's motivating and shit, make you want to go to the gym, make you want to eat something green and crunchy, because y'all motherfuckers is glistening, winteriness, winter juice, glistening and shit, make you move your plate to the side quick. Like, you saw the pain video? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get a no. No ice cream, no thank you. Because you saw it. It's the winner. Yeah, I saw it. I was like, oh shit, Rated R Entertainment. Oh, yes. And, you know, I go hard out. Like, you think I'm going hard now, but my family gets the brunt of the assault and shit. Like, because yesterday I didn't get to get in because somebody kidnapped me. But I got away, and I'm back now. And for real, I was off commission. Anybody who wanted to call me or text me or tweet me, they could tell you I've been out for about 20 hours. Okay, I'm back now. I want to talk about it.
Aww.
But I'm here. And I missed her. And you know I love her fucking song. And do you know I had a really good story for her? Because one of her fans got caught watching her videos, and that's how she wound up coming out to her dad. And then they wound up talking about it, and she put it on Twitter, and she was like, yeah, I love it. Watch this video. It changed my life and shit. And I was like, I wonder if she saw that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So she would have got the winner's speech, too. Oh, my God. But it's true for all your damn guests. You know why, Casey? Because you're a fucking winner. And that's how it goes.
Hey, now.
And I'm y'all a fucking winner.
Y'all making me blush. Stop it now.
Oh, she blushing again, y'all.
Yeah,
she's fucking winner.
Blush.
Winner blushing.
All right now.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, see, I fucking rock the house.
Hey, it's a mess of rock the house. They weren't down, they
are. Yes, Lord. Sugary, herchery, the Lottie Poppy, Winneries. Jesus.
I've seen Payne actually perform at Richmond before. I've seen you here at Colors. You performed here with Slim, right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And you know what? That show that y'all did, that was my birthday show.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I don't know. You might not. That was, like I said, I was bigger than I am now then. But, yeah. Shut up, y'all. if you was to see me, if me and you was to be in the same room, you're going to be like, okay, I remember your face. You're going to say it just like that. Because, yeah. Y'all did y'all damn thing with them gold and black on, you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they killed, when I say they killed Colors that night, that's all I'm going to tell you is that they killed Colors that night.
Hey.
Y'all killed it. I will say that, and I'm going to give you your props. And I never seen Submissive up close and personal, but I've seen your YouTube, sweetheart. I can't wait to see some. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
Jesus.
I heard you too.
Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus. Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're gonna pray for everybody tonight. Yes, we is. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
How about you, Father? Just touch them all, Jesus. Touch them all.
Oh, man. Well, I'm working on, getting around, getting out there and getting people to see me up close and personal. Real soon. So hopefully I'll be able to make that happen and you'll be able to get the full Submissive experience.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I'm
going to
get now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we definitely
want to
thank you, Miss Temp Class.
Hell, you already know, man.
For coming on the She's
hell or high
radio.
Water. Y'all all right. Here.
And high water, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
Merry
what's up.
Christmas and stuff,
All righty.
All right. We're going to come back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. We got another 919-919-561 talk to Submissive and Pain. Hello, 919-561.
They're
being quiet again, y'all.
Oh, we were doing so good.
I know, right? We're making moves. We're making moves. Because we all winners.
Yes, and I'll win you.
The window. Yep, you hear
me. I think we're going to go down to 718. That area code itself so familiar right now. 718-354. Talk to Pain and Submissive.
Yo, what's going on? I want to say I am a big groupie of Chocolate Thunder and Submissive.
Oh, no, you didn't come on here. No, you didn't come on here. I know that voice.
I know that voice.
What's going on? What's up, Big Papa? Ain't nothing. What's up, Casey and Teddy? What's good?
What's good, man? What's going
Ain't nothing. I am at the hospital watching my sister get ready to give birth, but I had to call and support my entertainers. So,
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I'm about to be auntie.
Congratulations, oh. Auntie Ram.
Thank
if y'all
you.
Ladies, if y'all ladies do not know who this is the person that brings you Samantha Payne and Mick Boy. So that's, now that's the winner, all right?
Yes.
That's the winner right
another
there.
Winner.
That's the winner.
Another one on the line, y'all.
Yes. Yeah. I love you guys so much, and y'all do y'all thing, and I'm ready for December, too, because I want to see a lollipop come.
I know. Lollipop,
I just want a lollipop.
My y'all.
I was waiting for somebody to say something about the lollipop.
I told you I was calling back as a groupie. I'm not even CEO right now. I am a groupie.
I'm not that far with that. I was just
waiting
for that lollipop to come up. That's all I
want. Right.
You know
I'm a groupie of both of them. Like Kane, when I first saw her before, I'm like, yo, this little nigga puts it down.
Yes.
I said she gotta go for it because she deserves it because she sells her show. I'm like, I'm this nigga's number one supporter. Fuck what everybody else talking about. Kane deserves everything that's coming to her because she's the shit and submissive,
yes,
and that lollipop deserves everything that's coming to them.
Amen.
Wow.
I'm
just saying.
Oh, wow. Y'all, come on now.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm going to go and watch this baby be born. But, you know, I love y'all, too, and y'all keep killing it, and... much love, and big up to Radar Art Entertainment.
Yes,
sir.
We love you, too.
I'm a groupie, too, man. I'm a groupie, too. Yes.
I'm a groupie definitely. Along with y'all. I'm in the back, but I'm a groupie, too.
We just groupies.
Groupies on deck. Groupies on deck.
That's right.
Nothing but
y'all have a good show.
You too, Rem, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Y'all be blessed.
All right, big boy, I'm going to hit you up tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
We're going to take it through. All right, code 254-624. Talk to the message for pain.
Hey, Casey. Hey, Penny. It's Tia.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I finally get to talk to y'all, man. I'm always at work.
You know, you're on time now.
I guess, man. But okay, I feel lame because I really the only entertainers I really know are the ones who be in Texas. So yeah, I don't know, y'all. I'm sorry.
That's
all
okay.
Good.
That's okay.
Right. Do what?
I said you can definitely get to know us.
I will.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be getting on YouTube ASAP.
Oh man, you got any questions for us, Mama?
Oh my gosh, I know. Cause I don't. No.
Well, let me just say I'm glad that you called.
Thank you.
Then I got a question for you. What part of Texas are you in?
Well, I'm in right now, but I'll be in Houston in August.
I'm sorry, you said you're where?
I'm in Temple, Texas right now, but
okay.
I'll be in Houston in August.
Okay,
that's
okay.
We'll be making our way to Texas in due time.
Yeah, we
you'll
definitely are. So you can, you'll get familiar. You'll see it.
Well, that's what's up.
Well, thank you for calling us.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good rest of the show.
Thank you.
You
have a good night.
I will.
All right, we got somebody that is anonymous, so if you are anonymous and you know you are, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, anonymous.
Hello.
Hello.
Just sit here waiting to talk to y'all, listening to all this winter juice and yoga juice and all that stuff. Hey, submissive.
Hello.
I'm in love with you.
You're in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Did I don't want to repeat the wrong thing. Is that that's what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh, man, that just made me blush. How you doing?
I'm great, man. So happy to hear from you. I'm just so happy to hear from you. I just want to call you.
Oh?
I'm going to come and be here with you. Yeah. What's up, Casey?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Wanna Juice.
Good.
I think I can go to sleep now. I heard some music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I heard it.
I'm really shy. Oh gosh, that just you just made my night.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You have to be live on this air.
Huh?
You have to be live on this air, cause I'll let you know some other stuff.
Oh my. Cool. Nah.
Hey,
well. I mean, you're anonymous, so I don't know who you are, but if you got Facebook or Twitter, hit me up. Follow me. I would love to meet you.
I'm about to faint.
Uh-oh. Don't do that.
Okay. I would. I would like to know who you are.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, shit. That boy sounds so familiar.
I'm over here like tripping because I'm like, I feel like I might know this voice, but I'm not sure. And I don't want to be wrong. But all right, my Twitter is at submissive me. If you're on Facebook, my Facebook is submissive hall. So look me up. I definitely look forward to you know putting a face with the voice and all of that.
That's what it is. Serious. I don't think I can sleep good tonight now, so you enjoy. Hey, Payne.
Yeah.
Your body tight, girl.
Thank you.
It ain't tight like some missus, though. It ain't tight like some missus.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yo.
True.
The Miss of Hall, right?
Yes, the Miss of Hall.
Right.
And Twitter is the Miss of Me.
All
right. I ain't going to please please, but I don't fan you. All right, Casey, you keep it up. Keep doing what you do. Keep that winter juice going. You know, I'm looking forward to the Big Bash. Next one in August. Is Submissive going to be there?
She'll be here. Now, she might come. I don't know. You got to ask her that. But she will be in December, though. I'm going to let her talk to you, though. Let her give you that.
For real, Casey? You just going to do that?
She's
greedy to the wolves.
I see.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Okay.
She likes it. She likes it.
I see how y'all do. I'll tell you what, if I am coming to Sheep Pride, I will definitely post that, keep that posted. I think I might, you know, just come and check things out and, you know. Yeah. Okay?
All right.
Okay, you have a good night, sweetheart.
Tell me you love me.
Oh,
I can't do. I cannot do that.
Well, I love it, you boo.
Duke. Oh.
Oh shit.
Oh. Oh my God, y'all. Oh man. Y'all got me blushing on this radio right now. Y'all play too much.
Everybody's blushing. Oh, everybody's blushing tonight.
I appreciate the love, babe.
I want a juice. Go get you some yogurt. Beef jerky and all that shit that girl was talking about. Holding up the line. I ain't going to hold up the line. I'm out, y'all.
Nice talking to you.
All right, Casey.
All right, see you later, man.
Ooh.
Hey, man, she told you to get that yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You get married.
How does it feel for my sister? How does that feel? And how do you handle that when that happens? Like, I want to know. That's a big question. Like,
You know what?
How do y'all handle that?
Like I said, I'm really, really shy. So, and I think people don't believe that until they actually get to talk to me face to face. I'm not anything like people perceive me based on performance. So, when the women come up to me and you know they're trying to talk to me, or they'll be like, oh, you're so sexy, like the one girl said, I really love your walk. It makes me laugh, and I'm not laughing at the person. And anybody listening, please, if you ever come up to me and you pay me a compliment and I laugh, I'm definitely not laughing at you. It just catches me off guard. I think it's really, really sweet, and I'm really flattered, and I'm such a goofball that the first thing I do is I laugh. But, you know, I don't know. I don't even know how I handle it. Honestly, it's still a shock. I never get used to it. I certainly don't ever get used to it. Even when I'm submissive, it's turned off, and I'm just, you know, in my regular day-to-day life, it never gets old, I'll say that. It never gets old, and I never get used to it. It just, it's sweet.
Aww. What about you, Pam? How do you handle all the women?
No, the crazy thing is just a real talk. When I'm paying, I get hit on all the time. But when I'm just like my ordinary self, I don't get hit on like that. And, you know, I don't know if, some people told me that they think that I'm, you know, like, I'm, like, overpowering or something. Like, I'm overcompensating because I'm short. I'm sorry, but I'm short as shit, okay? I'm, like, 5 feet tall. You know, like, damn near a dwarf out this motherfucker. But the women, you know, I'm very friendly. I'll speak to everyone, you know. I'll keep up. I'll tweet you. We can become friends and everything like that. But I want people to get to know me and not know me for being a sex symbol, you know. I still haven't grasped that whole idea that people find me as submissive and make boys so attractive and try to come after us. When at the end of the day, this is a hobby or this is a passion of ours that eventually we all are going to hang out. So get to know us for who we are and not just what we might be doing at the moment.
And you know what else I find? You would think that we get hit on a lot, but like Payne said, you know, when we're not in character, it doesn't come as often. And even when we are, I find a lot of times that instead of a female going to Payne and saying, oh, I think Payne is attractive, a lot of the times they'll come to me or come to another person and be like, oh, my God, she's a, you know what I mean? And I guess that happens vice versa. They may go to her, you know, because they see that we're close and say whatever. But most of the time, it's really rare that a person will come directly up to us. And I don't know if it's because, I don't even know why that is, because I have to say I've been knowing Pam for a while now. She's definitely one of the most down-to-earth, just not even performers or entertainers, just people, period. She's really sweet and polite and mannerable and all those things, the easiest person to talk to. So, you know, I don't know what that's about, but most times, they don't come at us directly.
Yeah, people come to me about sub all the time. I get tired of trying to put people on. Put yourself on. She ain't gonna bite you. She ain't gonna bite you.
Y'all hear that, lady? Did you hear that? They are the most humblest people in the world. And one of them like yogurt.
You know what?
Oh, look, I told them I'm definitely going to be picking with you now. I'm definitely, yeah. I'm definitely going to be picking with you now. Every time I see you, I'm like, did you get your yoga? Did you get it? I'm telling you, every time.
Oh, man.
Was you scared a little bit? Just scare you a little bit? You can be real. Just scare you a little bit.
Not really. Like I said, it's a shock. It never gets over. Like, you, and as of late, I'll be honest, as of late, I'll say probably since about mid-June, late May, it takes me aback even more at the people who actually look in my direction. So I don't get scared. I just, you know, it's more of a taking aback thing. I'm like, what? You left me?
What?
Really? Me? No, I wasn't scared. I'm just taking aback. That's all. I think it's sleep
now. Yeah, that was. I was like, I don't know whether to say. Oh, she got a fan. Oh, shit. Call CSI. I didn't know what to do. I just got upset, but.
And then she became anonymous. I'm like, what's your name? Like, who are you?
We just picking on you, anonymous. It's all laughs, okay? We're going to go to 302-287. Talk to Pain and Submissive.
Hello.
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 Yes, ma'am.
How's everybody?
Ronnie,
how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Casey, it's Toya.
Hey, Toya.
Hey, honey. Hey, teddy bear, all quiet.
Hey, there.
Oh, my God, Casey, I have to thank you. I was looking at your tweets all day today. Oh, my God, you had me in such good spirits because, you know, today made 8 months that my wife has been gone. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be so sad today. And, oh, my God, between y'all and, like, everybody looking at this show and, like, really supporting me, oh, my God, I felt so good today. And I was a mess this morning. So I went to her grave site and then came back home, and I was a mess. But I felt really, really good today. I was like, oh, my God, it's really turned into, like, a really good day. I thought it was going to be a horrible day because of everything, but it turned out good.
So that's good.
Well, that was good. That was, and her mother went to the gravesite today with me for the first time since she passed away. So it was really, really, it was really good. It was really good. I mean, we broke down, but it was really good to, like, have her mother really go there for the very first time in 8 months.
Right.
But, Submissive and Pain, oh, my God. I'm not going to lie and say I knew who you guys was because I really didn't. I had to go research you guys. But when I seen y'all, I was just like, oh, my gosh, I might need them just to come to a private show because, you know,
definitely.
I might need to pull my toy box out for that.
I know that's right.
Toy box. My toy box. Everybody knows my toy box got everything in it. It's special. It's my special box.
Okay.
All right now. But I heard her say you guys are going to perform in December. Are they going to perform in Virginia?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll be booking another room in December to come back up here and see them. But I'm Toya, by the way, and I always support everybody. Anybody that's trying to do something with their life, I support, whether it's dancing or they could be standing out on the corner. If that's your hustle, I'm going to support it. That's just me.
Okay.
So,
thank you, Toya.
Thank you.
You're very
appreciate
welcome.
The support.
I mean, thank you for looking how you did.
Okay.
So I might need to book y'all for my birthday party. So I might need to have some special things done.
Me too.
We do special things. We do those too.
Listen, don't try to get me stuck right now. I'm never stuck. Nobody gets me tongue tied. I'm not gonna let that happen tonight.
Oh wow! No, get a tongue tied. Get a stuck.
Yeah, please do. Casey, nobody can get me stuck. Y'all know what my name is. Y'all know nobody can get me stuck.
That's all right, though. We ain't even trying to get you stuck. But if you book us, I guarantee you your birthday will be very, very memorable. So you might want to make that happen.
I plan on it. I mean,
I mean, I love Candace and Mess Up. I just don't know which name I like better. I mean, they both are just,
we both
just love it.
We both said it.
Yeah.
So, you know. You can do that.
Well, I will humbly book you both. It will be not a problem because I plan on having a really big birthday bash at a private hotel in a private suite. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I plan on it being very fun.
Yeah.
Well, Look forward to it.
Oh, it's in April, so I will be. I mean, you can follow me on Twitter and just send me your booking information, and I'll just go through it.
Okay.
And I'll go from there. Oh, my God,
okay.
Casey, guess what?
What's good?
I got Saya to come on the show. And I'm
all right.
I'm so excited. Like, I'm paying for her hotel and her flight. Oh, my God. You don't understand how hype I was this morning when I got that email back. I was just like, for real? Like, seriously, she's going to be on my show? I'm so hyped.
Yes.
I said you should get doing your show, too. You should get submissive. And pain on your show, a mix of.
Oh my God! I don't know if I'm gonna be able to handle both of them in front of me like that. I might just have to turn the camera off for a second and. You know, okay, girl. But you know what, Casey, that is a really good idea because we're gonna do a show where it's just based on like talent and you know as the talent in our community. So I would love for them to come down. You know, they can come down and be on the show. I don't bite. Just know that I'm very blunt and very real. I don't bite my tongue at all. So if I ask a question, I'm real in my question. I expect real answers back. That's
all
just
right.
Me.
Well,
hey,
we love
wrong
it.
With
it.
We love
it. I'm about to go ahead to my party that my camera crew threw for me today. It's a surprise party. So, because the show got up to, I think we're, like, at, like, 215 views already, and the show has only been on YouTube for 24 hours, so it's really cool.
What's
good.
The name of the show?
It's called The Juice. The link is on my Twitter. So, if you go to my Twitter, HumbleSoul26, it's on there.
Okay.
You can just click on it. It's just a sneak peek, but the full episodes will be on Tuesday.
Okay.
So it's just basically us. It's just basically three friends talking about, you know, real things that go on in the community that people are scared to talk about. And I'm a blunt female, so a lot of my friends was just like, you really need to do this show because you don't care what comes out your mouth. And it's not a disrespectful way. I'm just real in everything that I do. And everything that I say is what I mean. So I say what I mean and I mean what I say. And if you can't handle my words, then it's just like, I'll just pray for you. Nothing else I can do for you but pray.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you guys check it out, that'll definitely be an honor, and I really appreciate it. And I definitely appreciate the support from everybody.
No problem. We definitely appreciate the support coming from you.
Of course. Two beautiful ladies, why wouldn't I support? I got to support that, especially when you've got bodies like that and your walk. Yeah, that girl told me about that walk, and I just imagine. And you walk at me like that, you're not going to be going home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I love my studs, but a femme with a body like y'all, look, I'll take both y'all home. It wouldn't be a problem. Trust me, I can handle. I stay up all night. It's not a problem. But, but I'm about to go in here and get wasted because I deserve it. And
all right.
Teddy bear.
Have a good
I'm
night and congrats.
I'm going to holler at you. You too, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. And submissive.
No problem.
Casey and Teddy, I love you guys. You know I support you guys 100%. I'm holler at y'all on Twitter later on tonight when I'm wasted and be talking crazy.
Yeah, we love you too, sweetheart. We love you too. Y'all hit it. Y'all go check out The Juice on YouTube. I've seen it. And y'all need to go see it all. Damn shame.
Yes, please.
That.
Thank you. We're trying to really get our views up and get our supporters up and just know that we're doing it not to offend anybody, just to be positive and really bring, you know, true stuff out. The first episode to be on, you know, if you would ever be in a relationship with somebody that's HIV positive. And that's a passionate subject for me because my first girlfriend had it and she passed away from it 4 years ago. So that's a really, really, really deep conversation for me, and we're going to really go into detail on it on Tuesday, when the show airs on Tuesday, because I don't mind opening up about, you know, about that. So I appreciate everybody that looks at it, you know, we really do, me and my co-host, we love it.
Okay.
Yes,
we
definitely
show support.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Definitely
thank you so
will.
Much. Thank you.
But you guys have a good night.
You too.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Y'all
bye.
Have so much fun.
All right. She's another one. She's another one that when I say she supports, she supports. She gives
okay.
me her word. You know, I just met her, and I don't know how to honestly can say that she's an awesome person, and
mm-hmm.
she's down. Like, she'll be another one at all your shows, right?
Well, definitely. I'm going to definitely look up her Twitter.
All right. We're
gonna before we go to the next caller, could I just say, you know, everybody, you know, that's wanting to support Payne and myself, you know, y'all are saying, I hear a lot of, well, I'll wait until this day, I'll wait until that day. Please do not be afraid to hit up our management team and get us out to your city when you would like to see us. You don't have to wait for a date to come around. You know, whenever you're ready to see us, get us booked, or if you know if there's a promoter somewhere in your city that is promoted somewhere that you frequent and you want to see us there, bring us there. Bring us to you. That's what we're here for.
I know that's right.
So
yeah.
Why wait for what you can have now? You know.
I know.
There you go.
Hold on. We want you to say that one more time. Say it one more time. Please.
Why wait for what you can have now?
Yeah, I see that. That's fascinating. Y'all might be waiting to be something and you might not make it, baby. I ain't trying to be mean. I'm just being blunt.
You know anything can happen.
Right, life is
right.
too short.
Right.
Yeah, life is too short, so take advantage of that. Stay humble. Stay ready for you. Bring them to your town now. Casey said now, damn it. Stop her. Now. Don't make me get my switch. I give a switch to y'all. Don't play with me.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all always
try
to beat somebody. Y'all always
try
to beat somebody.
Switch trying to get you lined up.
I'm a father now. I beat my kid, but I asked him. I beat all 85 of them. I don't play. Oh, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. That's a lot of child support.
Man,
yes,
I got kids across the nation, baby. I beat them all, get the belt. I don't care if I got to beat you on Facebook. I'm going to beat you, baby. You better look. And when you get here, you better know. It's going to happen. I'm going to get the belt. I'll play. y'all think I'm joking. I'm going to beat y'all. You better not be eating no yoga. You hear me? No. I told y'all, man, they're going to stick in my head forever, man. Like, seriously.
Yogurt.
I'm so serious.
Yogurt. I can see that's going to be another thing that I'm not going to be able to live down.
No. That was just, it was cute, but at the same time, it was like snap type shit. You know what I'm saying? First 48, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I was seriously over here, like, man, looking up sites, like, what the fuck are we going to do about this right here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is scary stuff. I ain't want nothing to happen to you. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I ain't tell her where it was going to be at. You feel me? I just say, look, it's going to be here. She don't know where I'm at. You know? So, man, I'm scared for you, man.
No.
She's going to be at your next show. She's going to get you.
Get her.
Get her.
For real, you always trying to get somebody to get me.
I feel like you was about to call me my government name, though.
Uh-oh.
I almost did a little bit.
I caught myself, though.
Did you see how quick I caught it? I caught it. I brought it back.
Catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
But Payne loves that. She loves for people to get me. She's like, get her ass. Wait, I'm trying to chill, but I'm scared.
That's the problem. I put you out there.
She definitely does. I be trying to tip my little money when people's back is turned for me. She got to make it known. Hey, no, did you see? Look. Like, Lord mercy. Let me run back to my spot.
That's love, though. That's family. That's family.
Man, for real, for real. Me and Sub, I've known of each other or been around each other a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we go back. We go back way back, you know.
Yeah.
So, I got mad love for her.
Oh, you know I got love for you, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to cry or give you some yogurt. I don't know.
You know what?
Well, cry and give him some yogurt at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. The same
time,
man. I ain't going to give you no strawberry yogurt. I think that's what she was talking about. We're going to give you some blueberry yogurt.
Okay.
Some
fair yeah, I don't want nothing red. Look, I don't.
I know, that's right.
Mm-mm.
You don't like red? Hold on. You don't like red?
It's not that I don't like it. I just don't want nobody else to give it to me. You can put too much in red yogurt, okay? If you have me blueberry yogurt and it's purple, I know something ain't right. With that,
you are right.
For real, I'm serious. Unless I bought it and I opened it up and myself, I don't take the lid off. No, because you can put too much in. Things can happen to red yogurt that don't happen with other colors. I'm just saying.
Right,
check the yogurt.
Right. Check the yogurt all day, every day.
That was your public service announcement about yogurt.
Check the yogurt.
No red yogurt.
Red yogurt is like drinks. I'm telling you, if you didn't see them get it from the bar, hey, don't eat it.
Pineapples.
Hello.
Man, did y'all see Kevin? Y'all know Kevin Hart's birthday was yesterday, man.
For real?
Yeah, it was his birthday yesterday. Did y'all see the picture he posted up on Facebook?
Yes.
Man, in that damn truck, man, in that Hummer.
That was funny.
The
truck was
looking at him. Yes, man, that thing, man. I would love to see Kevin Hart, man. We got to go take a trip or something.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. I got to see Kevin Hart before I die, man. He is funny, man. Real
yeah,
funny.
Is.
And that pineapple shit, man.
He came to my town a couple months ago. He came to Norfolk a couple months ago. Funny as
really?
Hell.
Man, they don't bring nobody to Richmond, man.
No. Richmond get the ghosted.
Yes, all the time, man. Yo, Richmond, you can't, man. I think the last person they brought in was Juvenile. They done beat the hell out of his head, took his Reeboks and shit.
Damn. That's why they don't bring nobody out there. Y'all gangster. People are scared.
They beat the hell out of his ass, man. That shit was crazy as hell, man. They don't close the club down. I'm like, man, when I get 18, I'm going, man. Shit, I'll beat the hell out of you for now, man. I was like, damn. They beat up everybody to come here. Y'all don't get scared. Okay, I'm talking about the rappers. I'm talking about the... They beat all the dude rappers up. They beat them up.
That's
crazy, man.
They come my way. They don't go to Richmond. They bypass Richmond and come my way.
I know. That's some real stuff. Like, DMX coming. I already know they ain't gonna fuck with DMX though.
People still book him. DMX still get booked.
Yeah, man.
That's what I was thinking.
I think it's a show. You know what I'm saying? Because he turned his life around. You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing all that stuff no more. He's trying to be a family man now. So I guess you know. I love DMX. Don't get me wrong, man. Cause, you know, I like when he be barking and shit. That shit crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like DMX, too. My concern would just be his material. You know, all of his hits are, you know, they're older. Not that they don't still, you know, because there are certain DMX songs that I hear still to this day. And I'm rapping it like I wrote it. You know, I'm in the world giving it. You know, I'm in the video. I'm in concert. I'm giving it up.
Yeah. I'm probably playing with the chicken.
Hello? Yes. Honey, yes.
Bring them a T-shirt.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going hard. But I would just, you know, that would be my concern because
y'all going to have me go listen to the DMX. I'm about to go listen to What These Bitches Want, and I'm about to go listen to How's It Going Down.
Yes. Oh, you know what else came in?
Slept with
Sergio. I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. That was my joint.
Yeah,
that was my joint.
Y'all might call me a cornball, but I like that party jam. With that.
Yes, y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Yes.
Y'all about to go listen to his Pandora station when we get off this.
Just for y'all. What about that song Where My Dog's At?
Oh, my God. Y'all are taking me back.
That nigga be like, rah, rah. What the fuck? I used to be scared of him at first. You know, we was little then. I used to be scared of him. What the hell wrong with this dude right here?
Barking at that night.
And he said, what them niggas want from him? I was, he had married since. That's his shit. I don't understand, man. What they want?
Just tell me. Please tell me what y'all want.
Yeah, Jesse want to bite their ass or something. I don't know. He's
scared.
No,
you just scared as hell, man. For real.
Oh, my God.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to take these last, I'm going to take these last three callers that we got right here. So, you know, everybody, we're going to go down to area code 651-214, talk to Payne and Miss.
The missus.
248-242.
Oh, hello.
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 Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey, Casey. Hey, Teddy. Hi, submissive. Hi, Payne. This is Christian.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Submissive, I just want to tell you that for such a little bitty girl, you are so talented.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to see you yet, but after I get off of here, I'm gonna try to find if I can see a video of you also. But so Miss, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How in the hell did you come up with the lollipop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to answer that question honestly, and I hope y'all don't judge me for this. What made me come up with the lollipop was something that I was doing for somebody I was dealing with long time ago.
Oh, okay.
It started with a nickname that she gave me. She used to call me Candy, her Candy. And, you know, one night she was like, dance for me. So I danced for her, and I took four lollipops.
Yo, everybody mouth open. Everybody even on the mouth is just open. Just like, whoa.
Okay, you must really have really strong Kegel muscles to be able to hold that lollipop in while you're dancing. That is awesome. You're very talented.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ooh, Casey, Daddy,
ooh,
great show tonight.
I want a lollipop.
Love you guys.
I know, right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that lollipop is awesome. See, look, they can't even talk. They don't even know what's going on.
I can't
talk.
I can't know. Oh, my God. You know it's coming if you got KC
quiet.
Yeah.
Right. I'm always
quiet. I mean, all in all, I was just trying to be creative, you know, because I'm like, okay, she calls me Candy. What can I do? Like, what would be something that she probably has not seen anybody do for her personally? Because I definitely was not the first entertainer to do it. But I was like, you know, what has she probably not seen in her face? So I got that reaction from her, and then I was like, okay, other women might need to incorporate this, and I did, and women like it.
Mm.
Well, talented youngness you are.
Thank you.
And Casey and Teddy, love you guys. Great show.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Lord, y'all got people on Twitter. Let me tell you what you got people on Twitter doing right now, okay? I'm going to tell you what you got people on Twitter doing right now. Everybody is saying they want a damn lollipop. They are on Twitter right now saying they want a damn lollipop. Sir?
I just said lollipop, yes. I'm like, yes, I want me some lollipops right now.
I mean, everybody is saying they want a lollipop right now.
Oh,
that's going to be the new trend, man. So miss lollipop. That's going to be the new trend.
Sure. Lollipop. Yeah.
That is funny. Oh.
They talk about yogurt. They talk about lollipop.
Lollipop.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure they don't say the red yogurt. I'm going to make it purple. We just said blue. You want the blue, right?
Yes.
All right.
Blueberry.
Yeah. Yeah, red don't sound too good. You did. I did have to think about it. I had to brainstorm some stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Either that or pina colada does just fine, because I know it's white. It's supposed to be white. It's only supposed to be white.
No, that's right. This area code, I have never seen this area code on the show right here. This is the first time in my whole time doing a radio show saying this area code, so you know I'm going to hit on this area code right here. Area code 651-214. Talk to Samantha for pain.
Hey, 651. That's my area code. Well, that's not even my area code. That's just my number. Because I got an out-of-state number.
Oh, all right.
It's from Minnesota or whatever, but I do not live there or whatever.
Okay.
So you got it. This is Victoria. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
I'm good. First of all, like, I wanted to shout out the host and the co-host. This is actually, like, my first time calling, as you can see, or whatever. I never called before. It's my first night up here. So, kind of scared, but I'm good. I'm going to try to get through this without stuttering and all that kind of stuff or whatever. But I've been enjoying the show, so I definitely am going to start calling on the regular, like, you already got another dedicated caller. Like, I'm telling you that right now. Like, I will be up here faithfully. But as far as, like, pain and submissive, like, I feel bad now because I don't know you guys or whatever. I've listened to y'all talk on the show, and y'all sound really nice and cool people and down-to-earth people or whatever. So, like, now I want to go look you guys up, and I'm going to find you guys. Over and yeah, I'm gonna start supporting you too, whatever. Cause like, I feel like I'm missing out, man. You know, like everybody talking about how good y'all are and y'all doing this and going here and doing this. I'm just like, why the fuck haven't I seen them? Like, I want to see them or whatever. So like, as soon as I like this like show is over, like that's what I'm gonna be doing. Like it's on my mind, you know. I can't like rest until I see y'all or whatever. But what happened?
I said, we look forward to y'all. You looking us up, and hopefully you enjoy what you see.
Right, don't be a stranger.
I'm sure I will. And like y'all will be coming to Raleigh, North Carolina soon. Because once I see it, I'm going to go ahead and look up the booking. So, yeah, I'll be coming to Raleigh soon, North Carolina. I'm sure y'all going to like it. There's plenty of places here that I know will welcome y'all. Or whatever, and there's so many gay people here, it makes no sense. There's so many people here, like, yeah. I'm sure y'all have fun yourself in Raleigh, North Carolina, so y'all could just get ready for that and prepare for that, and I'm going to make sure wherever it is, I'm having front row seats so y'all can know I'm the one that brung y'all there, like, yeah, I did this. Or whatever.
Please do, and if you bring us out there, like I tell anybody, please, feel free to come up, eat. We like to meet people that enjoy seeing us. We like to meet the people that book us, that, you know, that bring us out, that support us. So don't ever be shy or afraid or timid to come up and speak. We love it. We embrace it.
Right. I love for the people that tweet me to speak to me in public, too. You know, let me put a face to your Twitter name, or let me remember you so that when I come to your city, I'm giving you a heads up telling you that I'm coming there, you know.
Right, right. No problem. Like, right now, like, it's crazy because I hear y'all talking about Twitter and stuff, and I feel late because I do not have a Twitter, but, like, I'm wanting to go create a Twitter account just to follow you guys. It's kind of crazy or whatever, I know, but I needed a Twitter. I don't even know how to say the shit, so you know I don't have one. But, yeah, I'm going to create one of those sometime in the near future and look you guys up or whatever and stuff. And, like, I guess I was going to get one sooner or later, so why not sooner than later? So, I don't know. But, so that's on my agenda. I have to go look you guys up, go do whatever I got to do to let y'all know who I am. And then I'm going to do the whole booking thing or whatever, because, like, I'm ready. Like, I'm too excited now. I didn't hear everybody talking about it. I want to get in on that, too, you know? Like, I got to see what the whole lollipop thing is about and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, like.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, look me up. My name is on Facebook is Submissive Hall. So if you look me up, add me as a friend, I will definitely add you back. All of our booking information is and everything is up there as well.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to go through the hassle of creating a Twitter.
Oh, no, it's worth it. Well, I'm still will look you up on Facebook, but it's no problem. But what's your name on Facebook one more time?
My name on Facebook is Submissive Paul, H-A-L-L.
Okay.
And
Payne.
My name on Facebook is Royal, R-O-Y-A-E, makes me R-O-Y-A-L, and E, and then Payne, P-A-I-N.
Okay, well, I'm going to look that up, like, as soon as possible, and my name's Victoria, or whatever, so you should be, like, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, so when you see that friend request, all right,
Raleigh, I'm in Greenville,
okay.
Currently,
that's what's up. Yeah, so, like, my area code up here is 651, but that's not me. I'm 919 all day, every day.
All right.
919. Or whatever. I just had too many people with my number and it was abusing it, so I had to get an out-of-state number. So I can't have people calling me that I didn't want to talk to. Or whatever. But anyway, it was nice meeting you guys. Like, I've actually really just enjoyed just being on the phone, listening to you guys talk to the other callers and stuff or whatever. So, like, I kind of feel like I know you a little bit now, but I actually want to see your work and stuff now or whatever. And like I said, Casey and Teddy, I think. I'm sorry. I don't know if I got that right or not. But, like, you're going to be hearing more from me. I really do want to start calling the show more often or whatever. So, like, yeah, this is my first time. Definitely not my last.
Well, definitely let me say welcome to She Zone, sweetheart. Everything we love you. We are going to embrace you. And Submissive and Pain is going to embrace you, and welcome to the family. You hear me? And
definitely.
Teddy is a teddy bear of the family, so, yeah.
Yes, teddy bear. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm serious. Like, I've been over here the whole time laughing. Like, I've not laughed this much since I got on the phone with you guys. Like, today has been kind of like one of those days of, like, it ain't all that or whatever, but it ain't too bad, but I've been over here, like, cracking the fuck up. Like, my mama doesn't know what's wrong with me and everything. So, I've been trying to keep laughter toned down, but I can't help it. Y'all funny. Y'all real funny. Funny as shit. Or whatever. But, thank you for the welcome, whatever. I'm over here cheese. I'm trying to talk in between smiles, but kind of hard.
Oh.
But, so, yeah, I guess I'm done, I guess. I don't know, but it was nice talking to you guys. And again, I'm Victoria, and I'm going to look you guys up. I'm going to call the show, like all that good stuff.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. It was nice meeting you, too.
Yes, definitely. Right. You have a good night, Mama.
You, too.
All right, ladies. Tonight was an awesome show. I can definitely say I have met three awesome people tonight.
Mm-hmm.
got somebody to pick on now about the yogurt.
Get some yogurt.
Yes, bro. We gonna go to the show and we come with yogurt and she already know who we are, straight up.
Yogurt and lollipop.
Yes. So we definitely love y'all. We thank y'all for coming on here and supporting She's On. And like I said, we support too. Y'all got two new groupies, straight up. And you know, definitely gonna be following you and promoting you. And it is what it is. This is how it's gonna be. So
definitely, thank you for having us.
So welcome. Well, what I want y'all to do right now before we do get off the air, I want you all to tell everybody how they can get in contact with us.
All right. On Facebook, my name is Royal E. Payne. On Twitter, my name is Payne, W-O, love. Hit me up. Don't be a stranger. Follow back. Tweet me. I tweet some real random shit. Don't be alarmed. But, yeah, get at us. You can YouTube us also. So.
Okay. On Facebook. Again, my name is Submissive Hall, S-U-B, as in boy, M as in Mary, I-S-S-I-V-E, Hall. On Twitter, I'm at Submissive Me. Our booking information, rated R, E-N-T, dot, M-G-M-T, dot, I'm sorry, at gmail.com. That is where we can be booked. You can reach our booking managers, or, you know, if you look us up on Twitter and Facebook, everything is up there for you. So, yeah, please add us. We do reach out. You message me. I'll message you back. You tweet me. I'll definitely tweet back. I am team, follow back, and all of that old good stuff. So, look us up.
All right. Like I said, we definitely enjoyed you ladies tonight. So sad we got to go. But I want to just thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. So do you have anything to say to Submissive and Fame before we let them go?
I want to say thank y'all for allowing me to talk to y'all, you know, tonight. And it was nice meeting y'all. And I hope y'all follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely. Right, Teddy, leave your Twitter in my inbox on Facebook.
Okay, I got to go find you on Facebook. I mean, my Twitter name ain't hard. It's at Teddy Harris 3.
That who?
At Teddy Harris number 3.
Okay. All right. I will definitely follow you.
All right. And I'm going to follow back with the lollipops and the yogurt. Yes, I am.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yes,
y'all are terrible.
Told you we crazy. Crazy, I don't know what, man. We definitely a good time.
I love it. Yeah.
We definitely will not be the last time y'all hear from us. We're gonna be in your faces, baby. You hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, y'all all have back. Y'all have a wonderful, lovely night. Thank y'all so much for hitting us up. I'm gonna tweet y'all, you hear that?
All right, Beth. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, too.
All right. Good night. Right.
Y'all have a good night. Be blessed.
You too.
All right, ladies, tonight was an awesome show. Thank you, Terry, so much for hitting me up and coming on She's On every night and showing your big brother some love. I like you.
No problem, bro. You know I got you. We all we got, man.
We all we got, man. And y'all ladies hear that? We are all we got. So when it comes down to any lesbian, any gay, any transgender, any transsexual, anybody in our community, we got to support them because we're all we got. And like I tell everybody, look, don't worry about the hearsay or anything. Even if somebody say, hey, don't hit them up, don't do that, y'all need to live for yourself. That's my quote for the day. Do you. Live for yourself. Stop living in a box. Be who you are. Love yourself, 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 yourself. You come first, baby. Be humble to others, but be true to yourself. You get me? And with that, yes. And to everybody that's out there suffering from financial problems, I need y'all to hit up Q, because she has this big deal going on right now where she's hiring people to work for her company. And it's a $1,200 startup bonus. So that can be good for anybody right now. You know what I'm saying? So y'all definitely hit up www.positionyourself.info. You know? And, yeah, She Pride 2012 is around the corner. 3 months. I mean, Lord, please forgive me. 3 weeks until She Pride 2012. Pretty P, King Kells, Nympho, Beauty, Poison, Diva, Juicy, Eden, Baltimore Prince Don Payne, Onyx, Sis Bob. It's going to be crazy. So www.shepride.tk is where you can get your tickets. They are going fast. Only have 2 VIP slots left. Y'all need to get on it, because we don't want you to be at the last minute and you can't get in the door. We want everybody to be able to experience 26 entertainers under one roof, baby. So I love y'all. Y'all take care. Tomorrow, we may do a show, we may not. Look for the tweet in the morning, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, love you, bro.
Love you too, man.
Love y'all, She's On. Y'all have a good night.